We're doing Iyov, we're doing Job, we're up to the 11th chapter, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, you guys ready? The 11th chapter, Pasuk Yud Gimel. What we've seen thus far, being that we have a bunch of new people, we'll recap. Iyov is a righteous person, the book of Iyov begins, he has all the blessing in the world, he has a bunch of kids, he has a bunch of daughters, they party all the time, and he brings sacrifices. Maybe they sinned in their hearts. The Satan comes before God. God tells the Satan, have you seen my servant Iyov? You see what a good guy he is? The Satan says, sure, he gave him all the blessing. Of course he's a good guy. Try taking it all away from him and you'll see he won't be such a good guy. God says, okay, you could try. The Satan takes everything away and Iyov is still a good guy. And God tells the Satan, you see, you made me take everything away. Everything, he lost his family, his wealth, everything, and you see he's still a good guy. Satan says, yeah, that's true, but you haven't yet hurt him. You know, everything's been external to him. You want to really see what he's like, hurt him. God says you could do whatever you want to him, just leave him alive. And the Satan makes him by day and by night. He's suffering, he has boils, his whole body starts being covered with all kinds of inflammations, and he's suffering terribly, and he has nightmares at night, and every possible affliction is hurting Iyov, and he's alive, and his wife tells him, why don't you blaspheme and die? And he says, God forbid, how could you say that? We had all this blessing, now when it turns tough, we blaspheme. Iyov doesn't sin with his mouth. And then his friends come to comfort him. And the rest of the book is the conversation between his friends and him. And Iyov says, must be that God doesn't really know what's going on down here. Because if God knows what's going on, how could he do such a thing to me? I don't deserve this. Can't be that God really knows what's going on down here. And each friend tries to explain to him why God really does know what's going on down here. There is Ashgacha Pratit. We said one of the errors in Iyov's calculation is that Iyov focuses on a world as though it's a closed circuit. Whatever happens here, that's what counts. What happens in the world, there is no world to come, there's no payback, whatever happens here, that's what interests us. So Iyov says, can't be, look at the life I've led, and look what God's paying me back. Can't be that God's really running the show here. We were in the middle of the claim of his friend Sofar HaNa'amati, and Sofar HaNa'amati says to Iyov, he says, just because you talk so big doesn't mean you're right. You've been talking a whole lot, and that doesn't mean you're right. God knows what he's doing, you haven't lived up to your potential. The Torah has tremendous demands of a person. If you only do what you can do, and you, Iyov, even though you've done a lot, you could do so much more. You haven't even began to suffer based on what you deserve. And that's where we're up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Sofar tells him, you know, every person is born a wild animal. You look at a human being, he's born, he's an animal. He's got to develop from that. He's got to evolve. No person is born a person that's a part of society that he knows how to give others. All he knows is how to take. He's an animal. Well, you know what, Iyov? Yeah, you've had to evolve way beyond where you've gotten to. You've done a lot of good. You could have done much more. And that's why you're getting punished, because you haven't lived up to your potential. Now, Iyov's going to answer him. Everyone that talks, Iyov has an answer for. But right now we're hearing what Sofar has to say. And so we're up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Imata hachinota libeecha. If you've prepared your heart, ufarasta eilahav kapecha. Prepare yourself. You know, you have to prepare yourself to be a God-fearing person. You've got to do better, Iyov, and spread your arms in prayer before God. So ask God for forgiveness. Let it to forgo your sins. You know, you haven't lived up to your potential. Ask Him to forgive you for the fact that you haven't taken full advantage. You were given so much blessing, so much wealth, so much intellect. You did good with it, but you should have done much more. Ask God for forgiveness. If you have sinned, the things you've done wrong, distance it from yourself. And don't leave within your tent any sin overnight. Don't let something sleep overnight in your tent that's sinful. Send it away from you. Repent every night. Our sages say that every night a person is supposed to review his actions and fix himself. What did I do wrong today? Our sages also derive from this verse that a person isn't allowed to leave in his home a Sefer Torah that has errors. Don't leave sin, don't leave things that are lacking within your tent overnight. That means if you have a book, you find your chumash is missing something, you find you have a book that's filled with errors, don't leave it overnight in your home. It's a source for errors and sins. One might say that also about our New Testament. You know, they give those out for free in the hotel rooms. Doesn't belong in a Jewish home. That doesn't belong in a Jewish home. You know, I once had a priest that met me at the airport and decided he's going to do a job on me. So he starts telling me, what do you do with this verse? What do you do with that verse? So he quotes me verse number one, tells him it doesn't exist. Tells me, what do you mean the King James Bible, it exists? I told him, I'll take out the original and I'll show you there's no such verse. So he tells me, but the King James Version has it. I said, yeah, but mine's the original. That's a translation. I'm telling you, no such verse exists. Next quote, same thing. Third quote, same thing. The guy turns bright red and he walks away. He says, you know what? You've convinced me. I got to learn the original. What can you do? They've added all kinds of things. Pasuk Tesvot. Ki az tisa fanecha mimum v'ayita mutzak v'lo tira. If you do that, he tells Eob, if only you'll cleanse yourself and you'll fix yourself, so then you'll be able to look, so to speak, look God in the face. You'll be able to lift up your face. Ki az, then if you cleanse yourself, tisaf anecha, then you'll have a right to lift your face towards God, mimum, and you won't have any blemish. You won't be bent over with afflictions anymore. Vayita mutzak, and you'll stand firm, you'll stand strong. Velot tiran, you'll have nothing to fear, and you'll be cured. So far is one of those people that tells Eov, you know, this world works. You'll be a good person, and I'm telling you, you'll be cured. So Eov's not going to buy that. And so far is wrong. We know that so far is wrong, because we know the book of Eov began with God saying, look at what a great guy Eov is. And nonetheless, Satan is given capacity to hurt him. And so far is telling Eov, you should have done better. Well, that's not what it said in the beginning of the book. So we're given an overview. We're given an introduction already, part of the answer to everyone's claims. Ki ata amal tishkach kemaim avru tizkor. He tells Eov, you know, you're going to forget all these bad times. It'll still get better. Believe me, Eov, God's got a lot of blessing to give you. You just have to get better, and then you'll forget all these bad times. Kemaim avru tizkor. You'll remember it just like passing waters. Things will get better, and you don't remember the waters that pass in the Jordan. You won't remember this as well. So don't worry, Eov. Things will get better if you get better. And he's continuing in describing the hope. Umitzahoraim yakum chaled ta'ufa kaboker tiye. And you'll find yourself like more than the light in the afternoon, that you will shine. You'll have time that gives you tremendous light. Umitzahoraim, more than the afternoon light. Yakum chaled. You're going to find that your time arises. Chaled is time. Chaled, we're used to chaled being chaluda, rust. Chaled also means time. Ta'ufa kaboker tiyeh, and the nighttime will turn to light for you. Ta'ufa, which is the darkness, kaboker tiyeh, will be like day. It so far is one of those people who says, you just listen to me, Eov. You become a better person, and I'm telling you, everything will be cured. Everything's going to be all right. Uvatachta ki yesh tikvah v'chafarta lavetach tishkab. And then, uvatachta, you will have faith, you'll be confident, because you should know there's hope. V'chafarta, and then it'll be as though you've dug around you a moat. No one's going to be able to come and harm you. You'll be able to go to sleep with confidence. V'ravatzta, v'ein machid. And when you lie down to go to sleep, you'll have nothing to fear. V'chiluf anecha rabim. And then all the great people will come to seek you and seek your advice. Everyone's going to ask you what to do. You'll again be considered a wise man. Just listen to me, says Tzofar. V'ene resha'im tichlena umanos avad minhem v'tikvatam mapach nafesh. But the wicked, look around you. Even though the wicked seems successful, and that's part of your question to God, Tzofar tells him, you should know, ultimately you'll see that they're going to be lost, they'll have no hope, they won't get what they want in the end, and umanos avad minem, they'll have no place to run, they'll have no place to flee, God will destroy them in the end. Don't worry, there will be justice, Tzofar tells him. Even though you think you've been righteous and you're suffering, don't worry, God will still show you that those people who are wicked, they'll fall, and whatever they hope, they think that everything's going to work out for them, nah, they'll have nothing to hope for. It'll be mapach nafesh. It'll be fool's hope. They'll be ultimately they'll be saddened with the things they have faith in. And what Tzofar is telling him is a similar claim to what his friend Eliphaz told him and Bildad told him. He says God's watching over everything, but you know what? Every person is gauged upon his own level. That's the nuance that Tzofar added. He says, you know what? God's watching over everything, and you, based upon your potential, you haven't lived up to your potential. And that's why you're considered wicked, because you haven't lived up to your potential. Yeah, you've been a righteous person, but not as righteous as you could have been. That's Zophar's claim. And we're going to see that Eov is going to take it apart. That's Eov's response, Bezachin, that's where we'll pick up next time.